possible. This is all new to me.
It's all new to you? You've never attended a church?
Not ever in my life.
Really? So the gospel means good news. What's your name?
Brandon. What's your
Brandon,
name?
Brandon, I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie.
Oh, nice to meet you, Debbie.
You're not a mocker, right?
I'm not a what?
Mocker.
What the hell is that?
You mean you're not going to take this to full social and make jokes? You're a true seeker of truth.
I just wonder what this is all about.
Yeah. So we're born again Christians.
Okay. Like, we're born again.
I'll explain that in a minute. So we left the culture and we left the church system when we studied God's word and we saw that God has a way that's so different than the culture. This world, the Bible says, is Satan's culture.
Okay.
And the kingdom of God came in Jesus Christ and showed us.
Okay.
Holy man, good God. So the world in the beginning fell into sin because of Adam and Eve. Look around you. Look at the world. God didn't design it this way.
It's fucked up.
It's full of corruption and sin.
It's full of.
You don't want to go see him. Not. You want to go see
him. It's full of corruption and sin. So, God was gracious and merciful. At one time, He wiped out most of the earth except for Noah, and then He said, "I'm going to send a Savior." He sends Himself, basically. Christ was fully man, fully God.
So, how do you determine what a sin really is?
Okay. Sin is the transgression of God's law. So, have you ever been to court?
Yeah, I've been to court a couple times.
Okay, so the judge says, here's the law.
Yeah.
And he said, did you keep it or break it? And it's by the word of law that's written. That's the Bible. The Bible is the written word of God, and either you break it or you obey it. And then God's going to judge you according to that.
Okay. So are you like...
Can I finish the gospel?
Yeah, I guess.
Let me finish the gospel. So sure. Christ comes into the world. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. Christ comes into the world to live a perfect life you and I couldn't do, sheds his blood, rises again, defeats death. Death is your enemy. He's coming for you.
Yeah, I say that.
He's coming for me too. Jesus defeats death. Jesus says, if you'll place your faith in him, which is not just believing in your head, but your willingness to follow him, if you'll follow him with all of your heart.
But what if you don't want to follow that road? What if you want to veer off this way?
Well, Jesus said in Matthew 7, there's a narrow road that he enters us through, tells us to come through. And if you go your own way, the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man.
So like this way you can come around back to the
Yep, well, that trail, would be right? repentance. You'd have to go around and then come back. But he's the gate. You got to come through Christ. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man.
Is that gate here and there?
The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Jesus is the gate. If you go off around it,
you got to come back around.
Or does
he have a gate on that end too?
No, he's one gate. You got to come through to one gate, okay?
One way.
I preach at the Super Bowl, and there's one gate to get in the Super Bowl in most cases, especially with COVID.
You can climb
over the wall, but you're a criminal. Jesus won't let anybody do that. There's one gate to get in. So by faith in his shed blood, the Bible says you must repent. Repentance is when you change...
I got an issue right now. You know,
change your mind, change your ways.
It's weird. Do you want to hear the gospel? It's hard to change my ways, though. You might know the answer to this. Like it's weird because like the other night, pardon my fucking ears, if you don't want to hear this. Really kind of
don't swear if you could possibly.
No. But this other man, he allows me to have sexual intercourse with his wife while he watches me. I mean, what do you? I don't think it's
you
right.
Know what I would encourage you to do? I'd encourage you, if you're feeling guilty about that, read the Bible. That's called fornication. And unless you repent and turn from that sin, lying, drunkenness, any sin, you won't make it in the kingdom of God.
I tell you what,
Jesus made the way. Unless you repent, you won't make it. Test yourself to the Word of God today. Lifting up Jesus Christ, holy is the Lamb of God, worthy is He to be praised. You must repent and come out of the world. The Bible says that there is one way to eternal life, no other name under heaven by which men can be saved. Are you on that path, entering through the narrow gate? Have you come with a clean conscience before God through repentance? Do you know what is sin? Sin is the transgression of God's law. No one keeping sin will enter into the kingdom of God. But Jesus, in his love, grace, and mercy, made a way. But you must be willing to turn and forsake your sin. You must be willing to embrace holiness and obedience to the scriptures. Jesus will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he's going to reap. What are you sowing today, Americans? Are you ready to reap the judgment? Or are you ready to reap eternal life? because of what Christ has done. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. What a glorious Savior we serve.